Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says that may happen soon. I think it's premature to make a definitive statement about the rollout, he says, noting that the holidays and the inevitable growing pains of launching a new large-scale vaccination campaign have contributed to the low number of vaccinations to date. I would give it another week or two to see if we catch up and gain momentum. If we do, I think we're going to be okay. If not, then I'll say there is a problem here. Fauci says U.S. researchers are studying the new variants to confirm how infectious they are and whether current vaccines will continue to protect against them. But even if the new variants do end up escaping vaccine protection, he's hopeful scientists will have a quick solution. The mRNA tech behind Pfizer-BioNTech's and Moderna's vaccines is designed to be flexible. It relies on inserting the right genetic sequence from the viral genome, so it should be relatively easy to swap out the existing sequence for one that addresses a new mutation. In the U.S., the modified shot would not have to go through the same months-long testing involving tens of thousands of participants and regulatory review that the original shot did. It would require only tests involving a few dozen people. But even the most effective vaccines won't save any lives if it doesn't make it into people's arms, and on that, the U.S. has a long way to go. As states move from high-priority groups like healthcare and frontline workers to the general public, they will face even bigger challenges in reaching people and addressing their questions and concerns about the vaccine. If we want to make sure we are really reaching everyone who needs to be vaccinated and not just people with good access to healthcare, that requires a lot of outreach and crafted, targeted opportunities for vaccinating people where they are comfortable, says Erzman. All of that targeted work requires effort and energy, and hence more resources.